We are learning Mesechta Pesachim Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph. We said that you can't say this basar is for Pesach because it looks like I'm saying this should be for the Karban Pesach, which means, according to Rashi, that this should be sold for Karban Pesach. On basar lo, you can't say on a Pesach this is for Pesach, on a piece of basar, a piece of meat, this is for Pesach. Meisvei Amrav Yesi. Tudois Ishraimi, Hinnig Ismei Raimi. Tudois Ishraimi was an Adam Gadol, Israel Chashev, that lived in Rome. And he feared Ein, the Minig, of the people in Rome, Lechal Gedeim Kolossim Vela Psachim. They ate a roasted goat on the night of Pesach. And not only was it roasted, it was roasted the same way they roasted a Karban Pesach, Mekulossim. Mekulossim means that it was whole with his hands and feet sticking out. That's why it's called Mekulossim. Mekulossim looks like it's holding its arms. So Gedeim Mekulossim Pesachim, that he feared his son, Pasha, you shouldn't forget about the Karban Pesach. Shalch Uloi, Chazal sent to him, El Mali Tudus Ata, if not that you were such a big Gadol, Gezaru Lecha Nidu, it would have Masakana on you Nidu, which is like a Cherim. Shatam Machal Yisrael, Kachim Mechutz. You are feeding Klai Yisrael, Kachim, out of the Beis Mikdash. Break the moment, Kachim Zaka Dayatach, he didn't feed him Kachim, he just said, they'll let him eat meat like that. Ela Ima, Karoiv, Lehachal Yisrael, Kachim Mechutz. It's almost like you're being Machal and Kachim Mechutz, because it looks like a Karban Pesach. And the works of Diyak, Mekulah sinned. The whole problem was because Mekulah, because they roasted a whole entire animal with its feet sticking out. Mam was like a Karban Pesach. Mekulah sinned, Shem Mekulah's lie. If it wouldn't be Mekulah, it would be fine. So, the Chariot Akasha, we said, Nala Basar is also a problem with Karban Pesach. And where's his Pasha Teretz? Amri Mekulah, Loishna Amma, Loishna Leoma. They had a taina on serving meat that was Mekulah, that was roasted at whole. Even if you didn't say Harezel Pesach, because that just the look alone looks like it's for Pesach. Loishna Amma Loishna Leoma. She'ena Mekulis, it's not Mekulis, Pirish in. If he says Harezel Pesach, that's a problem. Loi Pirish Loi. Therefore, it's not a kasha from there. Rav Acha Masti Lo Lahom Masnita Kerab Shimon. This whole brisa that we saw, it says Tudus Ishraimi. Oh, Rav Yesi, Tudus Ishraimi, Hinegis Ishraimi. So Rav Yesi said it over. Rav Yesi was not happy with this tudus, and there's a different girsa that has Rav Shimon saying it. Not Rav Yesi. Rav Shimon says over the story. So Rav Acha Maskla l'hamastita k'Rav Shimon Maskla Sheshes Bishloima l'man etoni like Rav Yesi nicha. If you have the girsa Rav Yesi, it's good, but if it's Rav Shimon, it's a problem. Why? Elo l'man demastik Rav Shimon min nicha. It's not good if you master that brice like Rav Shimon. Why not? Because v'atanan. The halacha is, if someone says, Hare alai mincha min asayrim. The halacha is, you cannot bring a mincha from asayrim. The only thing you have mincha from asayrim is only a saita, which is not a nadava. You can't bring a donation in mincha from barley. It has to be from wheat. So what happens if a guy says, I want to give a mincha min asayrim. So it's a machlekes in the Mishnah there. If you hold tfois los rishon, you hop onto his first word. So you say, his ikka words, Hare alai mincha. Then you got to bring a mincha from chitim. But Rav Shimon says, no, Tfoiz Lashon Achroin, which means he said Mincha Ben Asayrim, and what do? He brings nothing. It's like he said Dvaram B'Talim. That's Rav Shimon Shidva. Rav Shimon Paiter, because he didn't say Nadova the right way. So what's the Kasha? So the Kasha is, so now when you have a Gedim Mekulis, so what was the Taina? We had a Taina on Tudus Yisraimi. So whoever was saying over the Brice was saying over his Taina. Let's say Rav Shimon. He was saying, and it looks like it feed him kach mechutz. There's no way it's kach mechutz. Like Rashi learns the reason, because here it's shechted already. If it's shechted already, so if you call something a pesach when it's shechted, so that's stamp varam b'talim. You can't even makdish something that's already is roasting. You can't makdish something that's roasting. So if you bishlam, if you hold nagav shimon, so you say okay, so you teach his word that he means to say, I'm making a kushas damim. But according to Rav Shimon, when you say something makes no sense, it makes no sense. It doesn't mean anything. So if you're Rav Shimon, won't be the time. That's what Rashi learns. So Tosfos on the Amud Aleph asks that maybe we'll choshish that if someone sees you roasting it like that, we think that you'll makshe when it was alive, and that you could be makshe Pesach when it was alive. There's Derech HaMasnatim. That's Tosfos Kasha. So there, Tosfos says a little different. He says a fear of Shimon, since you're outside the Beis Hamikdash, you're not near the Beis Hamikdash, so that's like Derech HaMasnatim, and that's why it shouldn't be chal. Even if you makshe mechayim. Even Makashim Mechayim, it shouldn't work. But either way, the Gemara's Kash is that if it's Rav Shimon, so what was his Taina? There's no Gzeri here. There's no Gzeri because he's just saying Dvaram B'Talim. Okay, Uman the Mas look Rabbi Yosi, is any better? Minicha, is it better? Vama Rava, Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon says that we chap on the last words, even the last words, twice Lashon Akron, that's Beshidish Rabbi Yosi Amra. It's going according to Rabbi Yosi Shita, the Amma Af Begemar Dvarav Adam Nitvas, that even twice Lashon Akron, his last words mean something. So my lab, mid Rab Shimon's of Rabbi Yosi, Rab Shimon holds Rabbi Yosi regarding twice Lashon Akron, that we grab on his last words, Rabbi Yosi probably also holds with Rabbi Shimon that when it makes no sense, it's called Dvar Mateila. Rabbi Yosi Nami Sol with Rabbi Shimon. So then, for Rabbi Yosi Shar also, what was his taina? If he holds with Rabbi Shimon, so then what he said didn't make sense, so it wasn't chal anything. So my answer is, Loi. Rabbi Shimon Sol with Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yosi. But Loi Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Shimon. That means, Rabbi Yosi holds, even though you chap on to his last words, but in such a case, it will be chal. Why? Because in the moitzi dvar levatol according to Rabbi Yosi, it's not a raya. What Rabbi Shimon holds to Rabbi Yosi holds, he has to hold the Rabbi Yosi at first nachron. But the other way around, that Rabbi Yosi holds the Rabbi Shimon, that when you're not nadev kedera chamas nadvim, that it's not chal at all. Maybe he argues. He holds in the moitzi dvar levatol, and therefore will be chal. And therefore he held that if you take a pesach and you treat it like karm pesach, it looks like it being makdashit ledamim. It said they didn't want to put Tudus Ishremi in Chayrim, even though they held he was doing something wrong. They didn't want to put him in Chayrim. Why? Because it said he was a big person. If you were Tudus, you were so big. What was so big about him? Was he a big Chash V'Yid? Or he was just a very strong person? So I remember the Ring of Raya. And it's Mamash Degeya, this week's parish of Parashas V'Era. Toshma. Oid zu darash tudus ishremi. There's another drasha tudus ishremi made. Ma ro chananya mishal vazaria. Chananya mishal vazaria were given the choice either to bow down to Nebuchadnezzar or to be thrown into the fire. So what made them be mice and nefesh and get thrown into Kibshanesh, into a fiery furnace? Shemasu atzma kedushas Hashem leKibshanesh. What did they see and that they learned that they should throw themselves into the Kibshanesh? Now Rashi says, why wouldn't they? Rashi says, v'chai b'hem. V'loi sh'yomas b'hem. V'loi sh'yomas b'hem. You're not supposed to kill yourself. Frank Teisvis, first of all, is b'fahesia. It says, Kasha. Loch is b'fahesia. When someone wants you to do a vera b'fahesia, you could kill and be ma'isa. You're supposed to be ma'isa nefesh for that. That's number one. And number two, Frank the Masha, that's one of the gimel chamurus of Adizara. So that's why you should kill yourself. So the Masha answers that we're going according to Maniyama here, that you don't have to kill yourself with a Gimel Chamurus. And who said it was Befahasya? That's what Masha says. Maybe it wasn't Tanidin there. Taisa says that the Tselem Sh'asun Bukhanetza really wasn't Avodah Zarah. So it's really only a Shaila Chila Hashem, but not a Shaila of Avodah Zarah. But either way, Chanayim Mashal Azari, had they know that to kill themselves for Kiddush Hashem. So Nosu Kavachayim Atzman, the minute Kavachayim Mitzvardim, from the frogs of the second Makkah of the, on the Mitzrayim. It says, Matz Vardim, Sheim and Tzuvah Kiddush Hashem, they have no Chiyah Kiddush Hashem. Ksiv, who it says, Va'olu, Ubo, Vesecha, they went into the houses of Vesan Urecha, and into the ovens of Meshar Yisecha, into the rolls, into the bagels, into the chalas. Eima Meshar Yis Metsuya, says the Tana, when are the bread, when is it Metsuya in the oven? Hava Eimer, Veshosh, Atana Cham, when the oven is boiling hot. So slowly, it jumped into the boiling hot furnace, the Tzvardim. And then I'm mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem. Onush mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem. We that are mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem, alachas kam v'kama. Of course, we should jump into the burning furnace. So you see from here that Tudus Yisraim was a big Talmud Chacham. If he's a big Talmud Chacham, so now it makes sense why we were scared to put him to put him in Nidu because he was a chash of a person in learning. Rabbi Yosef Avin Amar matam aloy lekishatam yicham. He used to give investments, give money to invest to the Tamid al-Kham, either gave him schayra or money, he gave Tamid al-Kham a chance to make money. Haya, the Amr Rabbi Yechon called Matal Maloi, Maloi literally means merchandise. Called Matal Maloi, the kiss of Tamid al-Kham, anyone who gives merchandise to the pockets of Tamid al-Kham, Zoyche v'yoyshe v'shiva shamayle, Zoyche v'yoyshe shamayle, so that was in the Pasuk, v'tel ha-chachma v'tel ha-kesef, someone who gives money to Tamid al-Kham will be v'tel ha-chachma v'oyam haba. So, Kapanim, in the Gemara's Mavoyim, that Tosfos Raimi was a big person. First of all, he knew how to learn. And the way that Rabbeinu Chananel sometimes learns, he had both milas. It's not a chleikus. He had both milas. First of all, he knew how to learn. And second of all, he supported Tamidei Chacham by giving them business. And to be called such a big person, you can't put a needle, you could be need both. That's what some Sefer learns. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, he says, Vasikna, Tosfos Raimi Chacham Haya, Umata Malei Bekis, Tam Chacham Haya. He had both things, and that was his mila. Zok Mishnah Vayta. We know that on Shabbos there's a mitzvah to madlik neiros, and the reason is al tzkavet Shabbos and shalom bayis. So the minhag is that there's a mitzvah of an achiv derabbanan of adlakas neiros on Shabbos. What about on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur you don't have a suda. The shaila is, do you do adlakas neiros al tzkavet Yom Kippur or not? So makom shenagul ahadikas aner b'leil Yom Kippurim adlikim, in the place where the minhag is they do madlik neiros on the night of Yom Kippur, the madlik makom shenagul shloy ladik. If the minhag is not the madlik, ain madlikim. There are not madlik neiros on the night, you know, right before Yom Kippur. Umadlikim, but even those who don't do it, umadlikim about the klesias, about the medrashos, we'll see a special reason why the house they're not madlik. But in the bate klesias, about the medrashos of Adah, they are. They do light candles to cover yontif, umavoyis ha'afolim, and in the dark alleyways, v'algabi acharlim, and for the sick people, so that attendants can be able to serve, you know, attend to them at night. Now, why is there a minig not to light neiros or yet to light neiros? So the Gemara says, Tana, bein shomer lahadlik, or bein shomer shloi lahadlik, cite a minig that they lit neiros, cite a minig that they didn't light neiros, shneim udav echad eskavnu. They both were mechavim for one good thing. And what was that? The halacha is, it's a din min hadaraisa, that tashu shamita is usher on Yom Kippur. So the ones who were madlik aner, they were madlik aner in this way. We know ino the mishamish mitasay laohaner. It's also the mishamish in the light. So if they have a light, they won't come to mishamish because it's light. So therefore, they dafka lit candles. The other man yama held that don't light candles, you won't be able to see your wife and won't be able to won't have a shayla of misavala because you're not going to see her. And therefore, it's better if it's dark. So they both were mechavim for you know shem mitzvah. That's why either lit a candle, or didn't lit a candle is to help them with the inuyim of Yom Kippur. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Darash Rav, it's in the pasuk. Ameh kulam tzadikim, your nation is all them are tzadikim. Loelam Yeshua aretz, because bein shomer lahadik, bein shomer lahadik, shneim loyim miskavim al davar echad. They both were miskavim for a thing. They're both tzadikim. Both minhagim were based on trying to mekayim the mitzvahs. That's why ameh kulam tzadikim. You only make a bracha of Bari Mara Eish, only a Matzah Shabbos, and not any other Matzah Yontif or Matzah Yom Kippur. Because Matzah Shabbos is when Hashem created the Eish. We'll see them early on. Adam Arishon put together two stones and lit a fire. So the stone, he created Eish, Matzah Shabbos. That's why we make a bracha on Bari Mara Eish, Matzah Shabbos. Like Tosfos speaks out that the etzem hana from a ner is not enough to make a bracha. Tosfos has a kasha. Lo mei bracha b'chol shoshin elemenu. The also has a lo mei bracha. Not only nana from the world without a bracha. So every time you see a fire, you should make a bracha. So he says it's only if the guf is nana. But a different type of hana, there's no bracha on that. So here the bracha is only because it was created on Matzah Shabbos, but no other time we make a bracha. We'll see, we don't pass like this. We do Matzah Yom Kippur also, but this man, Yom HaHel, Dafka Matzah Shabbos, you make a bracha on the Eish, on Bar Mer Eish, because Tchilas B'Riyasa. Omle Hu Saba, Vitei Rabbi Barachana, Yashar, it's a good Pshat, Chayim Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says the same thing, that only Matzah Shabbos we make a bracha. Says a Mai. So Ula V'Racha V'Chamra. Ula was riding a Chamar, and it's two Talmidim walking or flanking him on both sides. But also Rav Shakel, but also Rav Abba Mimina, his right side was Rav Abba. But Rav Avachana, Mismarla, and Rav Avachana, remember, that's the Rav Avachana we have before. Vitame Rav Avachana, that he said that you only have the Ner, Shem Rav Yechon, you only have Ner as Matzah Shabbos. And the Bracha of Ner as Matzah Shabbos. Rav Avachana, Mismarla, Rav Avachana was on the left side. Omli Rav Abba Ula. Rav Abba tells Ula, Vadai de Amrisu Mishmei de Rav Yechonim Varcham al Ar El Matzah Shabbos. Is that true? The Sefer Rav Yechonim, the only time we make a bracha of Bar Mer Eish is only on Matzah Shabbos. Hoyle v'tchilas b'riyasuhu, because that's when it was created. So that's what Rav Abba asked Ula. That's true, Rav Yechonim said that? So Ula chafed right away. It was Rav Bachan who said this. Hoda Ula chaza baby Rav Bachan. He just gave Rav Bachan a steer. He looks at him, gives him a steer. Bibishus, like with a scowling face, looks at him like, what's going on here? And he chapped right away. He says the answer like this: Amalei, I'm not lava ha amri. I never said Rabbi Yechonon was talking about that. He got it wrong. Ela ha amri, I said Rabbi Yochanan on this. The Tanei Tanakh made Rabbi Yochanan. Someone learned a brayse from Rabbi Yochanan. Shimon Lezo Eimer Yom Kippurim Shchalis V'Shabbos. Yom Kippur Shchal on Shabbos. Even in places where the noyig not to be madlik on Erev Yom Kippur, madligim nekavet Shabbos. Als kavet Shabbos, they are madlik dener, and they're not worried about the iser because Shabbos overrides. Va'oni Rabbi Yechonon Basri. Rabbi Yechonon said, "Chacham oyser." Chacham said, "No, it's aser." So that was the Rabbi Yechonon. That's what Rabbi Bachana said. That was my Rabbi Yechonon. Amalei. So Ula said, "Odotay." Oh, otazoy. That's taka amoyder Rabbi Yechonon said. He didn't say the other thing. So. What happened was here, the Ula told Rabbi Chana, he looked at him, because he chap, maybe he didn't say, you said that? He said, no, I never said that. So, he said on something else. And that's Takah Mashal speaks out. It says, we tamed Rabbi Chana before, because we weren't sure. And it's Takah wrong, Rabbi Chana never said that. Now, Kari Allah Rabbi Yosef really said about this exchange between Ula and Rabbi Chana, Rabbi Yosef said in this exchange of Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Mayim Amukim Eitzav Levish, there's deep waters of Eitzah, deep in the recesses of the heart of a person, and a smart person will be able to take out that water, will understand. What does that mean? That Ula. Ula, all he did was look at Rabbi Chana. He didn't say a word. It was deep in his heart. But is a Rabbi Chana who understood what he wanted, and then he changed what he said for Rabbi Yechonon. He said, I didn't say that. Just by a look, he already understood what it is. We'll stop over here. We'll continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem.